Welcome back to another episode of the Survival Fitness Plan. We cover what you need in order to survive and go through the best methods of fitness training so you can escape any dangerous situation. Subscribe to the channel now and enable notifications so you never miss out on any of our latest episodes as soon as they're uploaded. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of the Survival Fitness Plan Daily Rant. I'm your host, Sam Fury, and it's morning. I woke up super early this morning, and now I'm really tired. I woke up at like 3:30. It's about 7 o'clock as I record this, but I woke up at like 3:30 and couldn't get back to sleep, so I went for a run in the dark, which was a bad idea because then I had to walk half the way because I went into an area with no light. There was mud everywhere, and then I got back, did my stretches or whatever, and then I kind of went back to sleep for an hour. Then I just got up, and now I'm drinking my coffee. I'm still super tired, but I thought I had a day off today, but apparently last night I don't. I got a lifeguard. I did the lifeguarding course voluntarily, and I don't need it for my job here, but I did it anyway, and now I regret it because now they're putting me on lifeguard duty. I hate lifeguarding. I also did the woofer course voluntarily, but I don't mind that, and you get put on woofer duty. But I don't mind that because it's a really good course. But lifeguard course, I could have easily not done it and it wouldn't have bothered me. But anyway, so today's subject is the 3 A's of self-defense. This is not something I made up. This is definitely on the internet. In fact, I just looked it up to be able to tell you about it. I actually never heard of it before, but someone mentioned it to me the other day. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. Let's go look it up. And it's actually pretty similar to what I teach anyway. That you would have heard something similar to this before if you've listened to past episodes. Basically, the 3 A's of self-defense is just a very simple way to think about the different stages of self-defense. Not necessarily just techniques, although there's a little bit, I'll talk about a little bit of that in the end. Okay, let's get into it. The first step is awareness. So just being aware of your surroundings, being aware of the situations at hand, other people, what's happening, is there, and then By staying aware, you can recognize the dangers, right? And then you can react in time to the dangers. A lot of people just stand around, walking around on their phone or whatever, and they don't realize what's happening around them. So it's, just be aware. Keep awareness out. And then once you're aware, if you stay aware and then you recognize there's a danger somewhere, then you can assess. That's the second step, is assessment, is to assess the danger, right? Assess the situation. Maybe even start formulating a plan for what ifs. Oh, those guys look like they're arguing. What if it turns into a fight and it comes towards me? That group of people over there look really shifty, and I need to walk past them. I assess the situation that it's like dangerous. What should I do instead? Oh, maybe you walk across the road or something like that, or take a different path, right? And the final step is action. So you see that there's a possible danger. You assess that there's a possible danger, and you maybe formulated a little plan on how to deal with that. And then the final step is to actually enact the plan, right? Because if you don't move, you die. Some of those, that's a bit dramatic. But it's one of those things where you have to take action, right? You can't just stand there and do nothing. Otherwise, you'll definitely be the victim. So whatever that plan was it to cross the road or to go a different way? Or maybe the danger happened suddenly. You don't have time to take those preemptive measures. So your action would be to run or to fight. And you could also, the action before the fact, like training, right? Like self-defense training or fitness training, survival fitness training, so you could be able to escape, which is, what if survival fitness training is all about? So that's basically it. There are your 3 A's, awareness, assessment, and action. For the action part, as I just mentioned, one of the things would be to pre-train in self-defense, right? If you want to do that, check out the Self-Defense Handbook, and you will learn all the essential techniques that you should train in. You'll be able to do self-defense effectively in 30 days or whatever, as opposed to taking years of martial arts classes. And lots of those martial arts don't actually work on the streets anyway. So get your hands on the Self-Defense Handbook. www.survivalfitnessplan.com/self-defense-handbook. That's it, guys. Don't forget to like and subscribe. I hope I don't get too...
If you enjoyed this episode and found it useful, remember to like it and comment. Also, don't forget to subscribe and turn on notifications so you never miss out on our future uploads. Thanks for tuning in, and see you again soon in the next episode.